Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you. We're at the beginning of the year from the calendar point of view, and we're in what some churches celebrate as the season of Epiphany, the season that extends the Christmas theme of the light of Christ coming into the world. And of course, it parallels the change that's happening in the skies, that as the season in the northern hemisphere turns from the longest night, the days are getting longer now, and there's more and more light in the world. And so the church encouraged people by developing a sort of calendar that as they saw the days getting brighter, that they would remember that it's Jesus who is truly the light of the world. So I'm going to read you a scripture here that speaks about that identity of Jesus from the beginning of the Gospel of John, reading from chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. This is one of my favorite passages as John describes the identity of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is John's description of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God made flesh, dwelling with us. And we will get a further look at what it means for the light to have come into the world in a few moments. But first, would you listen to this old traditional hymn sung by one of Canada's great Christian singers of the past, George Beverly Shea, singing Lead Kindly Light from his collection I'd Rather Have Jesus. Please listen to it with me.
Lead kindly light amid encircling gloom.
Lead kindly light amid amid encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me. So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me on. O'er moor and fen, o'er crag and torrent, till the night is gone. And with the angel faces smile, which I had loved long since and lost awhile.
Be kindly light amid encircling.
I want to focus on the references to Jesus as the light of the world in this passage, but to begin with, John speaks about the Word. He speaks about the Word probably for at least two reasons. One is that the beginning of the Bible itself begins with a reference to a Word. When God speaks and He says, "Let there be light," and there was light, that God does His creation through His Word. And the Word goes out from Him, and it's the Word is God, and the Word is from God, and Jesus is that Word. Jesus is credited here with being the maker of all things, that all things were made by God in Jesus Christ. There isn't one thing that has been made that wasn't made by Him. He is the maker of all. Angels, heavens, both the heavenly realm that is beyond our universe and the realm of the stars and the galaxies, all of these things are the work of God's Word, Jesus Christ. This eternal Son of God who became flesh, who was born as a child, actually born. His mother carried him in the womb for 9 months, and then he was born and he grew up, and the fullness of God was in him, though he was only a child. God's person indwelt Jesus. God's Word indwelt Jesus. And we have a complete and perfect representation of God in Him. He is the exact express image of the living God. He is God Himself. And John uses, after speaking about Jesus as the Word and the maker of all things, he then speaks to him about the light. Because when he speaks about the light coming into the world, he's talking about a job that Jesus has to do, as well as the identity as God Himself. Jesus is come to enlighten people. And in this world, there is darkness. Oh yes, I know the darkness of shadow and the darkness of abasement and the darkness when the lights go out. But the darkness that John talks about is the darkness of evil, the darkness of sin. And included in that is the darkness of ignorance, of not knowing your Maker, not knowing the love of God, not knowing your Redeemer. That ignorance is a kind of darkness. It is a very common image in regular human literature, but it's also very strongly an image in the Bible. That being in darkness is not an enviable state. Darkness is what Jesus has come to combat, the darkness of ignorance and the darkness of sin. That for a people who have misunderstood God, he comes to give the correct understanding. For people who have turned away from God and ran into the darkness, away from the light, he comes to bring light to them so they can return. And Jesus declares himself to be the light of the world in Scripture over and over again, even as he tells us that through him we become light in the world. What is the darkness in your life? Sometimes we don't even know we're in darkness until light is shone on our situation. Sometimes we may be in a situation and we don't know what's going on. And yet until somebody explains what's going on, we might just think that everything's normal. I've been in situations where I would feel a sort of a tension in a room and not know why I was feeling that the people were angry. There was something going on and I wasn't aware of it. And then somebody would explain what had happened before I entered the room. And in effect, the lights would go on. Jesus, when he shines light on our lives, may reveal darkness that we weren't aware of, may reveal to us that there's something wrong in our hearts, that we've been turning away from the goodness of God and doing things our own way, things that we thought were best. But in the light of day, in the light of Jesus, we find that the lives we are living were not according to God's loving purposes. And so there are people who don't want the light in their lives. The testimony of this scripture says that Jesus came into the world, and even though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. This isn't simply a problem of not recognizing a face. This is the problem of not accepting the authority of Jesus. The world didn't recognize his authority and his being. The world wanted to do things their own way. They didn't recognize, they didn't know good from evil. They had their own definitions of what was good and what was bad, and Jesus didn't always support their conclusions. He told the Pharisees about how to better observe the Sabbath by doing good on that day, and they resented his intrusion into their affairs. He told other people to loosen their hold on riches and wealth, but they were so attached to their prosperity that they wouldn't give it up for the sake of righteousness. They wouldn't recognize that their ways were darkness and that Jesus' way was light, and so he was rejected. We're going to go into more detail about people's response to the light after we listen to the next song. And in this song, the singers are just calling out to Jesus to shine his light in the world. And so listen with me, will you, to the Maranatha Praise Band singing Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us
Even as Christians, we might sing songs like Shine, Jesus, Shine, or Lead Kindly Light, inviting the light of Jesus to shine into the world and into our lives. But every Christian knows the feeling of having God's light shine onto a part of their life that is not where God wants it to be. That sense of conviction, the sense of the uncomfortable realization that there's something amiss in our lives. And it takes some courage and some faith, some trust in God to let Him search you and try you and examine your heart. Those words of search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me come from a psalm, I believe Psalm 51, in which David is asking God to do a thorough examination of his soul, to shine the light into the dark places. See if there's anything wrong. Sometimes we may say that with confidence, expecting that God won't find anything. But God has a standard that goes far beyond ours. And so even when we've progressed in our faith a great deal, it is still sometimes troubling to find that light shining on a little shadow in our hearts, a bit of resentment or bitterness, some anger or some unforgiveness towards another person, or even an unhealthy attachment to some distraction or some appetite of ours that is overwhelming our desire to follow Jesus. So it's good to sing songs like Shine, Jesus, Shine, and ask the light of God to search our souls, but do it with some courage and some conviction, ready to accept when the light of God unearths something that you were trying to keep hidden, or that even you had kept hidden from yourself. Light is a wonderful thing, but we have to be sure that we want to see what it reveals. Jesus is offering to come into your life and shine his light. I know that sometimes there are things we want to hold on to. The Bible talks about people loving darkness instead of the light. But letting Jesus work on our lives to take out that darkness actually does bring new life and grace and peace into our lives. Sometimes things which we treasure thinking they're doing us good, but they don't. The light of truth in the Word of God helps us to identify those things. As you read through Scriptures and you find that God points out particular activities or attitudes and says, don't do those things. Sometimes we don't know exactly why. We don't see what's the harm in what we're doing. But when we trust God and obey Him on these things, the light begins to show more and more in our lives. When Jesus came into the world as light, even though many did not receive Him, in fact, many rejected Him, to the point even of crying out to crucify Him because He was disturbing the world as they knew it. He accepted that rejection. He went to the cross. Instead of taking vengeance on all those who had rejected Him, He went to the cross to demonstrate and to show His love, but also to break that barrier, to shine light into the darkness of sin by showing his love and taking upon Himself even the rejection that others had thrown at Him. And that's the kind of light that Jesus is. That's why He's described in such wonderful positive terms. He is the light of the world. He is the bread of life. He is the Savior and the Redeemer of the earth. He is goodness and life. And that light is not overcome by darkness in the world. I've referred to it on the previous broadcast and this broadcast. We're at the beginning of a new year, and we are looking at a world which is enduring some great darkness. The problems of violence in this world have visited all corners of the earth. People may be listening to this program on the internet in places that are racked by war and division, by tribal and racial violence. You may be listening to it in a Western country with a certain amount of prosperity around you, but a growing sense of unease and insecurity as people, so many people, seem to be taking to violence and to unrest. We think of our world as a dark place sometimes. And it was very dark even when Jesus was here. He is not surprised, shall we say, by the difficulties that we experience in our modern day. He's not surprised that technology is able to amplify the violent ambitions of different demagogues and tyrants. He's not surprised that people are letting anger dictate their actions and bringing about terrible tragedies for others. These are things that he experienced in his own life, even from a baby fleeing into Egypt to escape the horrible massacre that King Herod launched against this newborn king. And even to the point of death on the cross, where even in the light of that darkness, that evil against himself, he cried out to his Father, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they're doing." The light of the world was not overcome, and it will not be overcome. It cannot be overcome, for it has overcome all things. Jesus Christ has overcome the darkness of sin and death, and he can overcome it in your life. There is no addiction, no attitude, no hurt so deep or so difficult or so challenging that it would be overcome, that it would be able to overcome the light of Jesus Christ. His light can shine into every life, no matter where you are and what your circumstances. He can deliver. He can save. He can shine into your darkness. I emphasize this because as the world seems to want to tell us all about all the bad things happening, the world seems to want to emphasize the bad direction, maybe to keep us glued to their news stations and to their web pages. But there is good news in the world, good news that has already overcome all of this darkness, and it is Jesus, the light of the world. Today, as we turn to him in prayer, I do pray that he will shine hope into your heart. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise that you have shone light into darkness. You understand the darkness. You know how difficult it can be. And so I pray for each person that's struggling with a great difficulty in their lives, that your light will encourage and strengthen them now, and that they will receive your light, that they will invite you into their lives, naming Jesus Christ as their hope and their Savior. Lord, grant the wonderful gift of forgiveness of sins, and grant new life that they may experience the victory overcoming sin in their lives. Lord, we ask for all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And if you'll indulge me as we end the program, I want to have you listen to a hymn which is normally sung as a Christmas carol. And I hope you haven't heard too much of this. I don't think you could possibly hear too much of this hymn. The hymn is Joy to the World, and this time it's sung by Francesca Battistelli. God bless you today.
grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, wonders of his.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations, which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.